Nolte, without Trump, Dems and media dehumanize the unvaccinated to salvage 2022 midterms. By John Nolte on August 1, 2021. With Donald Trump off the ballot and the 2022 midterms just over the horizon, Democrats and their corporate media allies have launched an obscene crusade to dehumanize the unvaccinated. This anti-science campaign to demonize more than half the American people as walking biohazards, those who've chosen not to get vaccinated or who cannot due to their youth, is right out of the Nazi playbook and one of the most grotesque things I've ever witnessed. According to the far-left CDC's very own math, the unvaccinated are almost entirely a threat only to themselves and hardly that. Here are the numbers, and let me repeat, these numbers come straight from the far-left CDC. The unvaccinated. If you're unvaccinated and under the age of 70, your chances of surviving the coronavirus are over 99%. If you're unvaccinated and under the age of 50, your chances of surviving the coronavirus are over 99.9%, which puts you in flu territory. If you're unvaccinated and under the age of 20, your chances of surviving the coronavirus are 99.997%, which puts you in flu territory. The vaccinated. Based on the numbers available right now, which could improve or worsen, of the 161 million plus Americans who are vaccinated, only 5,914 have gotten sick enough to be hospitalized. Only 1,141 have died. Of those, 74% were over the age of 65. In other words, only 0.0037% of the vaccinated have gotten sick enough to be hospitalized. Only 0.00071% have died. That means only 1 out of 27,223 of those vaccinated have gotten seriously ill. Only 1 out of 114,000 have died. Per the National Safety Council, your chances of dying in a car accident are 1 in 107. Per the National Safety Council, your chances of dying in a car accident this year are 1 in 8,400. The dehumanization campaign. Based on numbers like that, numbers straight from the far-left CDC, we are witnessing a fear and scapegoating campaign unlike anything since the dark days of McCarthyism. The question is, why? The answer is obvious, the 2022 midterms. For 5 years, former President Donald Trump was the Democrats' great turnout machine, and this is a failing party in desperate need of a bogeyman to turn out voters. You see, other than fear and hate and scapegoats, Democrats have nothing to offer voters. In full sway of the violent and fascist extremists in Black Lives Matter and Antifa, in one blue city after another, Democrats are proving utterly incapable of governing, of delivering even the basic services that directly affect the all-important quality of life. Countless Democrat-run cities have become unsafe due to an unnecessary and preventable rise in violent crime caused by the undermining of their own police officers, a loony refusal to punish criminals, and the redefining of looting, burning, and anarchy as mostly peaceful protests. On a national level, his fraudulency Joe Biden demonizes unvaccinated Americans even as he floods the country with tens of thousands of illegal aliens of unknown vaccination status. What's more, immediately upon taking office, Biden hit the poor with a whiplash-inducing explosion in energy prices and lunatic spending proposals that have created record inflation, a brutal tax on the poor. Across the country, Democrat governor after Democrat governor used the coronavirus numbers above to justify wiping out small businesses, locking down the healthy, closing schools, and putting the healthy in masks, even after Texas, Florida, and South Dakota proved those measures unnecessary. Meanwhile, while everyone was locked down and masked, Deep Blue California couldn't deliver electricity to its citizens, and Democrat-run forests continue to burn to the ground due to mismanagement put in place to appease the enviro freaks. New York's Democrat governor flooded nursing homes with the virus, and with the help of the Marxist mayor, destroyed New York City with crime and lockdowns. The list goes on and on. This is a Democrat party out of ideas, and absent a bogeyman like Trump, they're now targeting everyday Americans guilty of nothing more than minding their own business. By manufacturing hysteria based on numbers like 0.00071 and 1 in 114,000, Democrats and the organized left, NLAW, etc., are scapegoating half the country just like Hitler scapegoated the Jews. They are the cause of death. They are the cause of a stalled economy. They are the cause of the noble and virtuous vaccinated being forced back into masks. They are the cause of schools not reopening. They are the cause of price increases. They are the cause of all the ills in the world. With clenched fists and spittle flying, the left scream, "I tease the unvaccinated." If you're living in fear, living with stress and uncertainty, living with loss and unemployment, living with the indignity of masks, blame the unvaccinated. Blame those selfish creatures. Blame those monsters who refuse to do what they're told. And give us the power to deal with them. Trump accepted the bogeyman role. He stepped into the arena and said, "Come and get me." That doesn't make what was done to him, okay, but taking flaming arrows in the back was his choice. This is different. This is way different. We're talking about everyday people from all walks of life. We're talking about a disproportionate number of Black Americans and Hispanics. We're talking about people who are much, much less of a threat to the vaccinated than a drive to the store. The only true threat to America and Americans is the organized left, Democrats, the corporate media, Hollywood, academia, and big tech. Everything they touch turns to shit, so they require a scapegoat to save themselves from a coming 2022 wipeout, and this time, the scapegoat is us.